Palestinians in Jenin pay their respects to 9 people killed in an Israeli military raid on the occupied West Bank on Thursday. They are buried next to dozens of other Palestinians who died over the past year in Israeli incursions into the Jenin refugee camp. This is the first time Israeli forces have stormed the narrow alleyways of the Jenin refugee camp in the past several months, according to locals. Their past raids were limited to the outskirts. People here woke up to a pitched battle between Israeli army forces and Palestinian fighters in this road in the densely populated camp.
I was leaving for work at 7 in the morning. I looked outside. Soldiers were coming out of 4 cars. They took over this house here and another rooftop and started shooting at the fighter's house for half an hour, after which they shot anti-tank weapons at the place. That's when we believe the fighters were killed.
Families here are frustrated and exhausted because these Israeli military raids have become regular part of their daily routine. And they say they stay up late every night fearing the next military raid. And they started asking this question: when will it be my turn?
Fatima Jabr lives next to a house that was raided. She says for months, she and her family have been living in fear of being killed, injured, or paralyzed.
It was a battlefield. I couldn't move in my house because it overlooks the shooting. I stayed in the inner rooms. I couldn't even go to the toilet if I needed to. I'm terrified.
One of the victims of this new raid was a 61-year-old woman. Locals here say she was shot dead in the neck by Israeli forces on the rooftop of her home. The rubble of this house and its charred walls bearing witness to what's become a near daily nightmare for Palestinians in Jenin. Ahmed Maher, Al Jazeera, Jenin Refugee Camp.